Well, good morning. We've just seen visual representation of that story of Jesus walking on the water. If you want to follow as I talk about it and we go through that together, it's on page 928 of the Pew Bibles. So that's what we're going to be looking at in a moment, this amazing story of Jesus walking on the water. And we've got a picture just to bring that back to mind of a boat and of the water. But obviously, as the tale goes on, the water gets rougher, the wind gets up. So you'll have to imagine a difference in what you're seeing there. But before we do that, I just want to think about the whole theme of today. As Alison said earlier on, we're looking at the theme fragile faith. The comment was made in that reading, you have little faith, why did you doubt? And as Alison said, I think we all have times when our faith is a bit fragile. So I want to think about faith and what it is. And to do that, I thought I might do something that many of you will have done before. Many of you have played games like this at parties or when you were a bit younger, perhaps, or I know when we did drama, we did this. Have any of you ever done that thing where you get blindfolded and somebody stands behind you and says, trust me, just fall back, trust me. Yeah, I can hear some, oh yeah, I remember that. I want to do that this morning. I want to find out if there's anybody here who trusts me enough to come up to wear my very swanky Emirates blindfold and to fall back in the knowledge that I will be standing behind you and I will catch you. Is there anybody who trusts me enough to do that this morning? I'll try and catch you. You'll have to really trust me. If nobody else will, then it's you, Alex. Okay? Yeah? Yeah, I can sense the trust is waning a bit. Okay, you trust me, Abby?
Yeah.
Yep. And you trust that I will catch you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's excellent. And you don't mind being blindfolded? You're not going to go all sort of dizzy and woozy? Okay. Right, let's pop the blindfold on you. Okay, let's turn you around so that everyone can see you. Now, can you see anything?
No.
Excellent. No peeping, because this is about trusting, all right? So you're not allowed to peep. And let's just do a trial run. Okay, so I'm standing just behind you. Let yourself fall back and I'll catch you. Excellent. Right. So far, so good. Now, what I want to do is just make it a little bit more challenging. Maybe stand a little bit further away because you've proved you trust me. So you stand there and then I'm going to think, now, where should I stand? So I might be a bit further away from you. But that's fine, because you trust me. You've already said you trust me, haven't you? So what I want to do is see, really, Abby, how much do you trust me? So, you still trust me? Oh, Abby, you're disappointing me. I have faith. I have faith. You trust me. You've told me you trust me. You fell back just a minute ago really, really well. So I'm going to say, Abby, fall back. I promise you, you'll be safe. Fall back, Abby. Can she do it? Oh, my word. Yes, you can take the blindfold off now. St. Margaret's Church, you have just seen a perfect demonstration of faith. Well done, Abby. Now, I don't know if you noticed how very, very difficult that was for Abdu. Probably because, I imagine, Abby, you heard that I'd moved away, didn't you? So all your senses were telling you that although I was saying, no, fall back, it'll be fine, you knew that it really wasn't going to be fine because I was somewhere else. That is the kind of faith I want to talk about, because that's the kind of faith that we see in this story about Jesus and Peter walking on the water. So we have a boat on the water and we have the disciples in the boat. And in this story, as Jesus walks on the water and the disciples are afraid, cannot believe what they're seeing, what their senses are telling them, I think there are four really important things we need to remember, because we tend to focus on this, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And I think that's such a shame, because the first point I want to make that I think is really, really important is that Peter was the only one who had the faith to get out of the boat. There were 12 of them in the boat. 11 of them stayed safe where they were. Frightened because the wind and the waves, we hear that the waves were buffeting the boat. The boat was a considerable distance from the land, verse 24, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. So they stayed where they were safe. Peter had the faith to get out of the boat. I think that is actually the most extraordinary amount of faith. I mean, Abby just showed considerable faith this morning, but in this situation, wind and waves, Jesus is there, and Peter, being the impetuous person he is, sort of says, okay, if it's you, ask me to come out. He's already sensing something of who and what Jesus is, something of what Jesus can do. And Jesus says, come. That's all he says, come. And Peter got down out of the boat and he starts to walk on water. He came towards Jesus. We kind of just take that for granted a bit, don't we? Peter walked on water. Jesus was God. Jesus was divine. Jesus, he made the most amazing things happen. He did miracles. Peter was a fisherman. He was an ordinary person like you, like me. He got out of a boat and he walked on water towards Jesus. And that, I think, is just the most extraordinary thing. The faith it must have taken to do that was just phenomenal. And yet, somehow, he knew that he'd be safe. So, you know, that whole you of little faith thing, I'm going to come in a minute to why I think it was that Jesus said that. But I certainly don't think any of us say that Peter didn't have much faith. So keep that in mind. 11 of them are cowering safe in the boat. Peter is out on the water, but something changes. And we come to the second point that I want to make. You see, Peter's focus moved away from Jesus. While he was walking, he was looking at Jesus. As he looked at him, he had the faith to walk. He did something that was not physically possible in our world because his eyes were on Jesus. But then it says, verse 30, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. He took his eyes off Jesus and everything changed. He saw the wind. He saw the waves. He realized where he was. All his senses would have been screaming at him, this is wrong. This is so, so wrong. And he panicked. A little bit earlier on, all Abby's senses were telling her, Kim is not behind me. She did not want to fall back. As Peter walked, he suddenly realized where he was and what he was doing, and he panicked. Nothing had changed. The wind hadn't died down. The waves hadn't stopped. Nothing had changed. The only thing that changed was Peter's focus. He took his eyes off Jesus, and he looked at the wind. And he faltered. And he began to sink. And I think the same happens with us. When our faith falters, it's generally because we are focusing on the circumstances. We're focusing on the pain. We're focusing on the lack of a job. We're focusing on the huge row that we've just had with somebody that we love. We're focusing on the fact that we can't earn enough to keep our family. We're focusing on all the externals, and they make us afraid, and our faith falters. And it happens to all of us. This isn't just something that happens if you're not a good enough Christian. This is something that happens because we are human. If we focus on Jesus, then somehow we can get through things that otherwise we just can't get through. So, Peter took his eyes off Jesus and he started to falter. But then we have the third point. Jesus reached out and caught Peter. And one word that I haven't put on there is the first word of verse 31. Immediately. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. The first thing Jesus did when Peter began to panic, when he began to sink, when he cried out, "Lord, save me," the first thing he did was reach out his hand and he caught Peter and he lifted Peter up. Peter didn't cling on to Jesus. Peter didn't grab onto him and kind of haul himself up. Jesus reached out and lifted Peter up. Before he said anything, before he did anything, his first thing wasn't to say, "Oh, no, no, have faith, have faith." That came a moment later. The first thing he did was he saved him. And that, I think, is something that we need to focus on as well. When we falter, as we will, if we call out, the first thing that will happen is that Jesus will reach out his hand and he will not let us sink. So why did he say, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Because it sounds a bit like a criticism, doesn't it? And actually, in the light of what's going on, it seems a little bit harsh. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Well, I don't think for a minute Jesus is saying that Peter has not shown faith. He knows that he has. He has just seen one of his disciples do something that no human being has ever done before. He has just seen Peter demonstrate the most amazing evidence of faith. And I don't know, I mean, we see things differently, but when I picture this happening, I imagine Jesus there, and he says, "Come." And he watches Peter get out of the boat. I think he must have watched him with such love and with such delight and with such excitement, because Peter is doing what he does. Peter is following Jesus. Peter is showing complete trust in Jesus. And I just imagine the delight that Jesus must have felt to see his friend walking on the water towards him. And can you imagine what that must have been like for Peter? I don't imagine he ever, ever forgot that moment. I don't know whether it was 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. But for a period of time, he did something that no human being had ever done. And I think until his dying day, he will have looked back. Every time he went fishing, he will have looked at that water and thought, "I walked on that." Because he had faith. So why did Jesus say what he did? Well, I think in this delight and this joy of watching Peter come towards him, he sees that moment when Peter suddenly looks and panics and reacts. And as he reacts and as he cries out, again, his first thought is to go back to Jesus, cry out to Jesus. I just imagine Jesus lifting him up and laughing and saying, "Why did you doubt? You have little faith. Why did you doubt? Look where you are. Look where you're standing. Look where we are." And for that moment, the two of them are standing together, holding on to each other, doing something that is not humanly possible. I can just imagine the laughter in his voice as he says, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt I would save you? Why did you doubt that if ever you call, I will be there and I will reach out and I will lift you up? And I think that, again, is something that he says to us. He doesn't criticize us. He knows that we're human. He knows that we get tempted. He taught us to pray about it. But what he also promises is, when you reach out, when you cry out, I will reach out and I will catch you. I will not let you sink. However bad it gets, however the circumstances affect you, I will not let you sink. And I think the final thing that we need to think about from that is that there's a lesson for us as well. We too can reach out and help other people up. As Christians, we're supposed to try to be more like Christ. Time and time again through the Gospels, Jesus acts, he does things, he does some ordinary things, he does some amazing things, and then he turns to his followers and says, go, do likewise. Do what I'm doing. Whether it's preaching the good news, whether it's making disciples, whether it's teaching, whether it's healing, whether it's casting out demons, he says, go, do the same. Do what I'm doing. Do likewise. So if we look at this story, we may not be able to walk on water, but we can lift other people up. If we know somebody is struggling, if we know somebody is floundering, is drowning under the circumstances of whatever storm it is that's battering them right now, we can lift out our hand and we can help them up. We can make sure that other people don't sink. We can be the person who, when all your senses are saying, this is wrong, it's not going to work, it's not going to work out, I'm going to sink under all of this, we can be the person who says, no, hold on, because I'm not sinking right now, so I'll lift you up. I'm sure there'll be a point at which, when we're sinking, somebody else will do the same for us. But as God's people, as the body of Christ, that is what we can do. We can be the helping hand. We can be the hand that reaches out. We can be the person who's standing behind somebody who's about to fall. Abby knew that I wasn't behind her, but someone was. That's part of being the body of Christ. That's what we do. We all work together. So, four things I would like us to take away from today. Have the faith to get out of the boat. Have the faith to do something amazing. I think it was William Carey, great missionary and social reformer, who said, expect extraordinary things from Christ. Attempt extraordinary things for Christ. Peter did both. We can do both. So have the faith to get out of the boat. If you're aware that right now you're probably a bit like one of those disciples, that you're staying in the boat, you're staying where it's safe, you're okay, but you're not actually getting any closer to Jesus, it might be time to step out, to walk towards him. When it goes wrong and when we falter, as we will, focus on Christ. Focus on him, not on the circumstances. He will reach out. He will catch you. And let's be those hands and those feet that reach out to others. So there's a challenge for all of us there. And I don't know what your particular challenge will be this morning. Your challenge may be to get out of the boat. Your challenge may be that having got out, you know that you need to refocus. You need to look at Christ. You need to take your eyes away from all the things that have been bothering you, back on him. And if neither of those are your challenge, then for the rest of us, let's be the hands that help others. Let's be the kind of people, let's live the kind of lives that whatever somebody is going through, they can turn around and they can say, I know him, I know her. She'll not let me sink. He'll not let me down. And that's something every one of us can do. Amen.